From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, my friends. Thank you for tuning in on this Sunday edition. The second day of May 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Of course, we're also live Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central or 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Again, thank you for joining us. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we also have folks watching the / radio show, TV show, at PrisonPlanet.tv. Obama has given two speeches in the last few days, one at a commencement and another at a correspondence dinner, making fun of anti-government people and spinning that, saying that the government is the people, so no matter what they do, it's the people that are doing it. No, that's not the case. We're going to break that down today. Also, he's making fun of birthers. And the fact that he will not release his full birth certificate. Hey, forget the birth certificate. We know he gave up his U.S. citizenship when he was in Indonesia. We know his real name is Barry Sitaro, so we're going to be talking about that. Also, the National Enquirer, which is right about John Edwards and many others. In fact, they've got a better track record than CNN or Fox. They're saying Obama's been out cheating on his wife. That's a political distraction to a certain point. It may be coming out because so many reports are surfacing about his bisexuality, so they may be trying to bolster his heterosexual image. But Obama cheating scandal, shocking new report. The Enquirer says this is confirmed, and they have got their spies on the case. And when it comes to cheating by politicians, I've never seen them be wrong. Of course, the Enquirer's, the company that owns the Enquirer, got weaponized U.S. government anthrax mailed to them, and they showed photos of the Bush daughters falling down stinking drunk. So we'll see what unfolds with the National Enquirer and their parent company, American Media, on that front. The situation in Greece is going exactly like Bob Chapman and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and other economists that we have on predicted. And they're saying that this will be a second round of bailouts that will now be needed to the private offshore banks. Greece erupts as men from IMF prepare to wield axe. And I was actually listening to CNN on XM radio on the way in to the station. And they had different bank chiefs on saying, yes, we've got to take the pension funds of the Greek people. And they've got to be reasonable and give us their pension funds. As if it's the people's pension funds that caused the economic collapse when Goldman Sachs again piloted and ran the entire operation. And obviously we're going to talk about the dud bomb in New York City in Times Square when we come back. We'll get into the latest developments with Obama dispatching SWAT teams to the oil rigs. And a lot more today. And we'll also open the phones up. And then I've got another report here that I covered it briefly on Friday, but I want to spend some more time on it today. And that is Fox News whitewashing the fact that our government is growing and producing the opium inside Afghanistan in record levels. Of the opium that is produced into other opiates like heroin are flooding out into the world. And they just admit, well, we've got to grow the opium and protect the people growing it or Al-Qaeda will get America. Well, if you wanted to get Al-Qaeda that's growing the opium, if you believe that fairy tale, you would decriminalize it and the price would go down by close to 99%, and then you wouldn't be able to finance terrorism with it. But we know who the real terrorist financiers are. And so we're going to break this down on the other side. When you make something illegal, it creates a very lucrative black market in it, especially when it's addictive. So a incredibly full plate in front of us today. We'll attempt to cover it all. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We appreciate you joining us today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the second day of May 2010. Yesterday was May 1st. May 1st. That's the Communist World Government Day, where they call for communist revolution. But when I was driving in, I was flipping around on talk radio on both AM, FM, XM, and I heard several different reports talking about May Day rallies by the illegal aliens and May Day rallies by anarchists. Nothing about May Day and communist. May Day is the International Workers' Communist Day. And I find it very suspicious that this dud bomb in Times Square in the middle of New York City last night happened on May Day. But I listened to the entire, from home, the entire press conference with the police commissioner and the police chief. Nothing about May Day, nothing about communist, nothing about the fact that this happened on May 1st. Nothing about illegal aliens rioting in Arizona for a week straight. Nothing about the San Francisco Chronicle reporting that illegal aliens are beating up citizens that dare come out and demonstrate for securing our borders. Nothing about that. Now, I'm not saying that an illegal alien group with this stolen car created this moron bomb with firecrackers and things. This could be a staged event. It could be a schizophrenic. It could be a Fruit Loop. I don't know. Again, I'm not somebody that gets up here on air and says, I know what happened 24 hours into something, unless I have bona fide evidence. Just like for a week back after Christmas, I said, I don't know if the underwear bombing's real. I don't know whether this is a real terrorist that does exist. And then I found out that witnesses on the plane saw the U.S. government get the underwear bomber on the plane and argue that he didn't even have a passport or visa, and they got him on, and that it was all part of a government drill. And that came out later in a few major newspapers, but never became a big national story. And that was as staged as it gets. That was as staged as a WWF wrestling match to sell the naked body scanners and the expansion of the TSA on the streets of America. I don't know what's going on with this situation in Times Square. But the day before that in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a bomb went off at the end of a marathon, a race. Somebody else on Thursday, the New York Times is reporting, got caught in a in New York City in the uniform and hard hat of a train worker, of a subway worker, with a huge can of cyanide. The police confirm it's cyanide. But then they said, oh, don't worry, he was just somebody wanting to commit suicide with road flares and other devices and a can full of weapons-grade cyanide, which you just don't find without help. When there's a real terror attack being prepared, it gets covered up from experience and research. When it's a fake terror attack, they hype it. So a lot of crazy stuff going on, and if you ask me, it's 50-50 that government staged this as a pretext to get more funding. That's normally what happens. 90%+ of the time that's the case. But this doesn't have those earmarks. It's 50-50. I'm undecided. or it's a communist group of illegal alien supporters or illegal aliens. I mean, imagine, all over the United States, we've got illegal aliens protesting in our country and telling us what to do and attacking police in Phoenix, beating people up in San Francisco. And when that happens, the police just let them hit them in the head with bottles. They let them attack them. But when citizens try to peacefully protest the G20 and the private banking takeover, they get attacked by police dogs. They get beat up, and the media says, good job, police. But the police are scared to defend themselves when illegal aliens are attacking them. You've got to ask yourself, why is that the case? Why are citizens treated like absolute trash? And why are the illegals left alone? Well, because the big central banks that gave you NAFTA and GATT, that have deindustrialized this nation, they have a policy of getting rid of our borders as part of the North American Union, and that is on record. I will say this, though, because some of the supposed fertilizer mixed in with this ridiculous bomb that had firecrackers in it and other things, and the police have now released photos of the haphazard Wile E. Coyote bomb. I mean, it looks like a ball of spaghetti or something that, by the way, started smoking and didn't detonate. Kind of like the underwear bomber in that staged event. I was listening to the press conference, and again, this just ended about an hour ago. You can go pull it up if you want. It went on for a long time with the commissioner, and then you had the police chief in New York, and they were saying that they didn't know if Al-Qaeda was involved or the Taliban was involved, even though Pakistan Taliban claims responsibility for Times Square bombing. That is the headline on Fox News and many other online publications out there. Pakistani Taliban claims responsibility. Report claims Times Square bomb plot revenge, group says. Now, the New York police commissioner says there's no evidence of a Taliban link to the failed bomb found in an SUV parked in Times Square, but said he couldn't rule them out. And then you read the source of this. It's a message board. Remember 2 weeks ago, Fox News, AP headline, I mean, they all ran the same headline, Osama bin Laden has a Facebook account. And then it said, or someone posing as him. Elvis has got a few thousand Facebook accounts. I've looked it up. Elvis is dead, by the way. He died in the late 70s. John Wayne's got Facebook accounts, but John Wayne's dead, I'll assure you. There are thousands of Facebook accounts of Alex Jones. Only a couple of them are actually mine. People have a lot of fun with those, by the way. They start a Facebook and then say horrible things in my name. But it did turn out a few days later that this was not Osama bin Laden's Facebook. So many times on a message board or an audio tape, and then linguists listen to it, and it's not Osama bin Laden, they make these claims. Remember a few years ago, some college student in San Francisco did a fake beheading, and for 2 weeks it was on the news it was a real beheading. The point is that the Taliban taking credit for this, or Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, set up by the CIA, if they set a bomb off, folks, it's going to detonate. It's going to be destructive. Okay? I mean, there are some real terrorist elements out there, but to simplify it, the media just calls it Taliban Al-Qaeda. And some of it's government, some of it's provocateur, some of it's real. I mean, there are Muslim extremists that exist out there. That's clearly evident from the information that we've researched over the years. But as I was listening to the press conference, I knew it was coming because it was all this talk about propane. You can pull up to Safeway or HEB or Target or gas stations and buy a tank of Rhino gas. I know, because I barbecue occasionally when I have time. I knew it was coming, and it did happen. They're now calling for registering propane. And, of course, there was also gasoline, so they're calling for registering gasoline. You've got to have a special license and sign paperwork to pump your car full of gas. I'm not joking. And, of course, they want to ban firecrackers now because somebody might use them in a terror attack. Well, this is the same lunacy where people call for banning guns because someone might use a gun in a crime. It's the criminal's fault. I mean, are you going to ban cars? Every year in this country, I see press reports. Every week or two, I see articles out of India, Spain, Russia, where some crazy person runs over a crowd of people, killing and wounding people with an automobile. I mean, how do you ban automobiles? You ban gasoline. You ban propane. They were obsessing over that some of this explosives material was packed inside a gun case. And the reporters were getting all excited about that and twittering about and getting all, oh, my gosh. Since when has the land of the free, home of the brave, been scared to death of people bombing us since the media hyped it and the police hyped it as a pretext to control and run our lives and have laptops watching kids at home, you know, the school watching parents at home and having the public trained to spy on their neighbors and everyone in this, oh, we've got to go attack a couple more nations or people might bomb us. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning, of drowning. You've got thousands of better chance of dying of cancer, dying in a car wreck. Stop being afraid of terrorism. It's a boogeyman. It is a projected hoax. And you can't ban the propane tanks. And that won't keep you safe, okay?
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The good guys are down, but they're not out, ladies and gentlemen. And what I've learned after years and years of research is that you can't believe a word the government tells you about any event, and more often than not, the government has staged it or allowed it to happen. But I don't know what has happened in New York. I just know that in the press conferences I've heard with the commissioner and the police chief and others, the media is there calling for restricting and registering whoever rents propane cans. So now you'll go to jail if you don't register your propane and butane. I guess Hank Hill's going to prison, the fella from King of the Hill. I mean, it's over for him. And they're calling for banning or restricting fireworks, which many states have already banned or restricted down to the point where you can't even get them, because somebody might use some fireworks. Oh, and I forgot, gasoline. Gasoline is evil now. We got 310 million people in this country. There's 6.8 billion people worldwide. Are we all going to be prisoners because somebody might pick up a baseball bat and beat somebody's brains out? Somebody might run over a crowd of people for no reason at some public event. Somebody might shoot someone. Somebody might detonate some gasoline canisters. It goes on and on and on. Somebody does something illegal with something, so everyone else has to lose their freedom, because we've been trained that, oh, we've got to be safe, and only the government can keep us safe. The government can't keep you safe. All it can do is rape the living daylights out of you. And coming up, Obama takes digs at birthers and GOP at the correspondence dinner. We're going to be playing clips of that in the next hour. And at a commencement speech, Obama takes direct aim at anti-government rhetoric and says that the government is the people. Well, not when the government violates the Bill of Rights and Constitution. He said, "What troubles me is when I hear people say that all government is inherently bad," said Obama, who received an honorary degree of law. "When our government is spoken of as menacing, threatening foreign entity, it ignores the fact that it's our democracy, that government is us." Well, number one, Obama, or Barry Sitaro, your real name, from Indonesia, the republic states that if 51% vote to enslave 49%, that doesn't happen. As Thomas Jefferson said, "What's democracy? Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner." We're a republic, Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, and you know that. So that is coming up. We'll explain the difference between a democracy and a republic in the next hour and play those clips. And I will get into Greece erupts as men from IMF prepare to wield axe. And what are they announcing? Everybody's got to give their pension funds to the bankers. And I've got Bloomberg and others reporting they're preparing to take your pension funds to give to the private banks for bonuses. That's supposedly getting your financial house in order, when the Goldman Sachs emails that we told you about a year and a half ago now have made mainstream news, where they premeditatedly set up what is currently happening. The banks get countries in debt. It's all fiat. It's manufactured. They're not on the hook for it. Then they take over society. So that is coming up as well. But getting back to all the strange goings on, I'm going to talk more about the mystery, the whodunit, who is behind the haphazard clown bomb that detonated as a flash of smoke, no fire, none of the crock pots or alarm clocks or firecrackers ignited the gasoline and propane. But again, if we ban gasoline and propane, we're going to be safe. Okay, everything's fine. In other strange goings-on, last Thursday, Obama said he was, or Barry Sotaro, excuse me, that he was dispatching SWAT teams to, quote, all oil rigs. And so I went ahead and looked it up over the weekend. There are 3,000-plus off the coast of Louisiana, and there are over 9,000 rigs in the Gulf of Mexico that are in U.S. territorial waters or in their jurisdiction. They claim an area even further out. So the magical, I guess, kind of like magic elves or magic leprechaun SWAT teams are going to go to these 9,000-plus oil rigs, or 3,000, which is off the coast of Louisiana, and they're going to make sure everything's okay. I mean, even if the government thinks there may have been a terror attack a week and a half ago against this British Petroleum drilling platform, now pumping hundreds of thousands of gallons of crude oil into the Gulf, even if there is a terror threat, why wouldn't you send FBI out to investigate this particular rig for foul play? No. He is dispatching them everywhere. And Mark Levin, a former Reagan advisor to the cabinet, is concurring with my suspicions Friday. He concurred over the weekend that this could be a pretext to nationalize oil. And we know that the White House has been promoting that. Well, guess what? The Obama, for political points, a month ago said, okay, I'm going to open certain areas of the Atlantic off the East Coast and the Gulf of Mexico that have been off limits. I'm going to open those up to drilling. Now, those are in international waters, further than 12 miles out. So Obama really doesn't have jurisdiction, but they've claimed it over U.S. companies. And the Russians and Chinese in the last 6 months had begun massive multi-billion dollar exploration operations to extract oil that U.S. companies were barred from getting at. And so Obama said, I am going to allow some exploration of this because he's our God and our King and our Savior. And he makes the decision, you know, what leg we put on, you know, we're putting our pants on, what leg we put on, which leg first. And I had said on Friday that I believe he was going to then invoke a ban on offshore drilling. And here is the BBC today. Oil spill sparks new drilling ban. The U.S. administration has banned oil drilling in new areas of the U.S. coast while the cause of the oil spill off Louisiana is being investigated. So he announced that in 6 months he would take the ban off. So he never really took the ban off. And then now before that actually kicks in, he bans it again. White House advisor David Axelrod told ABC TV it wanted to know exactly what led to last week's explosion on BP-operated rig in the Gulf of Mexico. So the ban on oil drilling in these areas of the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic has been put back into place yet again. All right, when we come back, U.S. Army trains to take on the Tea Party. Friday, we broke this information nationally. We have internal Army training memos where they're saying the number one threat to America is the Tea Parties, and they're training to militarily take on the Tea Parties. We'll talk about that and get into the global financial meltdown. Stay with us.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes, and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We have read mainstream news articles here on air out of the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Reuters, where the Pentagon itself is tattling on their own operations as a way to kind of let it just slip out quietly, kind of like you pass gas in church. They just let it slip out there and hope that nobody notices. That way, when it comes out in mainstream news later, they don't get in political trouble. And that is heroin dealing. Heroin is a scourge. It's a horrible, dirty, extremely addictive drug, one of the most addictive out there. And before 2001, there was almost no opium coming out of Afghanistan. Now, over 90% of world opium production comes out of Afghanistan. That's an official State Department number. Around $500 billion a year of unaccounted cash. So the banks, with fractional reserve banking can leverage that at least 10 to 1. So what's 10 times 500 billion? Well, we know that's $5 trillion. 10 times 500 billion is $5 trillion a year. We had the CIA take over the United States in 1947 with the National Security Act, and they've been operating in total secrecy without anyone able to even investigate them since then. The Pentagon budget is at $1.9 trillion on budget, $1.1 trillion on the official books, another $800 billion they get in supplemental, not counting black ops funding. So let me ask, does a group that gets close to $2 trillion a year, are they involved in narcotics trafficking? Well, we know it came out in Congress that for the 10 years of the Vietnam War, they were flying inside. This is declassified. This is admitted. If you haven't looked it up, please do. Heroin into this country. There's only a few places you can grow opium in the world. One of them, the Golden Triangle, the other, Afghanistan. And now it's more than a 12-fold, more than 12, that was a year-old number, opium production. And because all this is coming out, the CIA last week had a little production on Fox News where they had an Army commander on saying, yes, we helped the Taliban grow opium poppies. And that's coming up in the next hour. Now, I've told you this for years, and I've heard local talk show hosts who are police officers. One of them is a really nice guy. I've met him. I know him. He's not a bad guy. He's a good conservative, libertarian. Just say, I can't believe the government is bringing drugs in. Well, it was declassified in 1996 in the CIA Solicitor General's investigation. I watched the televised hearings that most of the cocaine in the 1980s was shipped in by the CIA. I mean, that's on record. And it's been an Esquire, New York Times, you name it. And so I thought I'd just cover this coming up in the next hour because they know this info's out there. So they say, well, we're helping grow the opium to fight al-Qaeda. So I'm going to break down exactly how the drug war works coming up in the next hour. Kurt Nimmo's got a story in association with this Fox News piece. Fox News makes excuse for CIA's Afghan opium cultivation. So our 60,000 troops and another 100,000 contractors, that's 160,000 that you're paying for as taxpayers in Afghanistan, that's for the $500 billion before they launder it and leverage it. That's $5 trillion. So $5 trillion total in overall opium profits. That's why we're in Afghanistan, one of the biggest reasons. So we'll be going over that coming up in the next hour. And also, here's another report out of Infowars.com. U.S. Army trains to take on the Tea Party. We got more on top of the big stack of secret Army training manuals where they are drilling to, quote, take on the Tea Party. And you've seen the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL manuals out even saying that Judge Andrew Napolitano, Ron Paul, myself, countless others are terrorist enablers. Yes, we're criticizing our government. And as Americans, we're supposed to sit down and shut up. That's what Land of the Free, Home of the Brave means. We're not supposed to talk about that. So that's some of the other news I want to go over in the next hour, plus Obama's speeches, demonizing the Tea Parties, birthers, and people that, quote, criticize the government. You're not supposed to do that in America, according to Barack Hussein, Barry Sataro, Obama. But coming back in the next segment, the segment after that, I want to take your phone calls, the toll-free number to join us on this Sunday live, May 2nd. You know, yesterday was May 1st when the communists and illegals protested and rioted and beat people up in Arizona and California. And by the way, I couldn't find that article. Will you reprint me that San Francisco Chronicle article about a beaten pro-sovereignty groups up? I'm sorry, it's not in my stack here. We'll come back with that. Notice it was May Day when you saw the bombing in Times Square yesterday. But I'm sure, because you know, I listened to the hour-long press conference in New York, and there was nothing about this being Commie Day. So I'm sure none of this has anything to do with Communist Day. So let's not discuss that. Just a little idea out there. that this isn't some staged event to use a police state against the American people, as most staged terror has been in the past. It happened on Commie Day. But some mainstream media is saying, well, we should look at the American people and the Tea Parties. Well, they may find some passy they bust. They've been saying the Tea Parties are going to carry out terror attacks. Bill Clinton has said, give up all your rights. Don't criticize what the government's doing, or you're going to cause another Oklahoma City. So this could be a staged event along those lines. But it could be a real event. It could be a real event. So we will continue to look at that today as well. But the toll-free number to join us on air to talk about any of these issues that we've discussed today is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or locally in Central Texas, 512-646-1776. Again, 512-646-1776, or 888-201-2244, and we will take your calls. Now, they say hindsight is 20/20. I don't know what happened with the bombing at this – that didn't kill anybody, thank God, but a device detonated at the end, at the finish line of a marathon there on Friday last night. Some type of smoke bomb went off with a bunch of gasoline firecrackers and butane and propane. So we've got to ban all that now, the media is saying. Again, people are using cars as weapons. Got to ban those. Got to all be slaves or we won't be safe. I don't know what's happened with this, but we can certainly get your view on it. Don't worry, though. The next few weeks, it always comes out. Once the newspapers have had their headlines, once the sheeple have decided what they think went on, later what actually happened almost always unfolds, almost always develops. Separately on the illegal aliens running around protesting in our country, I've got Reuters, AP, and the Washington Times reporting that Mexico last week massacred a bunch of native Mexicans. They're Indians. And in Mexico, they're very racist against people who aren't of Spanish descent. And they cut off several towns. They cut their electricity and water off. And then some UN workers were going in, and they machine-gunned them on the road. And I have other reports of Mexican troops coming into the United States. And I wanted to ask the question to listeners out there. If you're a U.S. citizen and try to go to Mexico with an anchor baby, that is, you go into a hospital right when your wife's about to give birth and demand that you be given free health care, you are thrown out on your behind. So, and of course, Mexico was also in the news Thursday of last week saying, we apologize for abusing immigrants because they beat them up, they enslave them, they put them in work camps when they come in from Guatemala into southern Mexico. So I just wanted to point that out. I mean, why are we supposed to kiss the butt of all these illegal aliens that are bankrupting our country? And why is the government using them as a political tool, a weapon against the American people, when Arizona just simply says, if police pull an illegal some alien over who's drunk driving, and they happen to already be an illegal alien, and we find this out, we're going to bring them to the police on that matter as well.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Oh,
my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live and taking your phone calls at 888-201-2244. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to play some clips from two different Obama speeches in the last few days where he talks about the birth certificate issue and demonizes anyone that disagrees with government policy. He basically says, as an American, you're supposed to sit down and shut up because the government represents the people. No, that's not how it works. We'll be explaining that. Coming up. Also, Greece erupts as men from IMF prepare to wield axe. Anger is intensifying over cuts to be made as part of the EU deal to save the economy. Then you read the Times of London article, it says they're going to be taking people's pension funds. The federal government in Bloomberg and AP in the last month and a half has been proposing taking your 401k, your pension fund. See, the banks want to bankrupt society, and then every time society collapses, they say, okay, now we get your savings accounts. Now we get your bank accounts. This has happened in every other major country on the planet. Now it's about to happen here in the United States. But let's go to your phone calls right now. Brandon in Missouri, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, thank you for having me on air, Alex Jones. It's been been on the website on Infowars.com. I've been really, you have been an amazing figure in what you're doing. And I just want to thank you very much for definitely standing up for our rights, definitely standing up for our country. That said, some of the questions I've been meaning to ask you for quite a while is that pretty much when do you think this might go down? I mean, a lot of people are asking me, and I'm just trying to get information to others who are trying to gather information.
Okay, well, it's going down now. The government's taken over health care to loot it and rob it. Obama made a joke. In fact, I've got the transcript of it coming up in the next hour. We're going to play the audio. He said that all the jokes here tonight are brought to you by our friends at Goldman Sachs. Don't worry, because they make money whether you laugh or not. So that's just in your face. He said some Republicans have suggested that the health care bill contained a few secret provisions. This is untrue. There are hundreds. Well, that's actually true. So he's just making a joke. They've taken over the car industry. They're taking over all of our power supplies. Where I live, just passed $2.6 billion in taxes to be sucked out of the people in the next 3 years. It's all happening now. They're launching new wars. They're taking our freedoms. People ask, when is this all coming down? It's happening now. And so this is an undeclared, quiet corporate takeover of America, just like we're seeing in Iceland and Greece and so many other countries. But if you're talking about a hot takeover, the federal government has said they believe terrorists will detonate nukes. If a nuke goes off, imagine the power that will give the globalists to further rape the nation. They're hyping everywhere that Tea Parties are going to stage terror attacks. They're training the army to take on the Tea Party. So you see the preparation here to sell the military and police on the fraudulent fact that the American people are supposedly terrorists. So this is all happening now.
Yeah, which definitely I think it's a lot of propaganda that they're pumping into society, and also the whole New York thing with the supposedly car bombing that they disarmed and stuff like that. The whole Chicago thing of what's going on there with talking about enforcing the National Guard, martial law pretty much there. I've heard of checkpoints being in Kansas City already. They've sent 30 SWAT teams down to combat supposedly the Gulf with the oil.
When does a SWAT team clean up an oil spill? I appreciate your call. Yeah, if you just joined us, we have the state police in California, the state police in Tennessee, the state police in New York, the state police in Michigan, the state police in Illinois. I covered this last week in the Chicago Tribune, in the mainstream news, saying we're running checkpoints to look for illegal guns, searching everyone. And they have Marines doing it. And they have troops in the Kentucky Derby, just all to continually condition the public that troops being all over the street is normal. And we have Army Times coming out repeatedly in the last 2 years and saying we're preparing to put troops on the streets. And so, yes, last week two different state reps called for martial law in Illinois. The mayor of Schenectady, New York, called for martial law. And I'm here years ago saying they're acclimating you to troops on the streets. They're preparing. Look, Mexico doesn't announce they're under martial law. They're just under martial law. And so basically, for all intents and purposes, we're under martial law now. And yes, if you actually look at Kansas, look at Missouri, look at Tennessee, look at a bunch of other states, but those all border each other, and just search local news channels for troops running checkpoints, it's everywhere but our border, which is actually in trouble. So there's an acclimation going on. You have to ask yourself, why are you being conditioned to accept troops on the street? Because they're getting ready to bankrupt the dollar. They're seriously considering it. In fact, I'm going to cover that next hour. It's in the news. And to take your pension funds. And then if you get angry about that, they're training the military to physically take you on as a terrorist. This has happened in third world countries over and over and over again. Now it's happening here. Criminal interests get control of the government. They rob everyone. They're offshore. They're safe. It's only the police and the military that have got to enforce this dangerous job and the citizens that have to be robbed. Until we wake up to that and indict the bankers and get America back and reinstate the Bill of Rights, none of us are safe. This is what we've been talking about for 15 years on air, and now it's unfolding. Let's talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, great to hear you. Great to hear you all talking about some of these things, Alex. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Hey, I was wondering if you think that if just an idea out of the air, if God wants this thing, these things to, or wants the right things done, and He's written it, that that's the way He wants it. Do you think that we would find that some way happening if we just keep plugging away at some of the things I'm trying to learn of what He says? And I think I found a couple of things that helped me get the whole picture of the whole thing. One of them is in Hebrews chapter 9, and it's just very interesting, talking about a will and testament four times, meaning that, you know, maybe I have something there I can go back to. I don't know what other people might think of that, but it was in Hebrews 9, 13 through 17.
Well, let me say this. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. We have a job there to stand up against corruption without even thinking about the consequences. We have to do the right thing, and then whatever comes from that, it is what it is. But in the larger picture, the destiny of this planet is in God's hands. But if we stand up and we speak out and we get involved, we can reverse this tyranny. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Steve in Illinois. Steve, you're on the air.
Hi. Say, Alex, I was wondering if we could invoke or at least adopt the ditto rule. You know, it makes for a better radio and stuff than that. Number two, you know that Peter Lance that had the triple
cross.
What was? Yeah. You know, if you could get somebody to pull down when he appeared on booktv.org, he was on C-SPAN about 6 months ago, promoting that book, his session where he was talking about his book was nothing, but it was the answer and question afterwards, and was it ever an eye-opener? And he got his head handed to him, and that audience was absolutely Johnny on the spot, smart. And if you can get somebody to pull that down and just listen to the question and answer one, you're going to do yourself a world of good, because it was wonderful. And
I watch C-SPAN randomly, I've seen shows where the majority of callers are 9/11 truthers. I've seen shows where, you know, everybody's calling in about Oklahoma City being an inside job. The public is aware, large portions of it. The public does know what's going on. I appreciate your call. Let's jam in one more. Let's talk to Adam in Canada. Adam, you're on the air. Hey, Adam. You listening to your internet there? Go ahead.
I wanted to ask about the comprehensive annual financial reports.
Well, I made a film about that. There's a double set of books. So what government does is they have a budget that's a small portion of their money. Then they have their real investments. Then they always have the budget go under so they can raise taxes for essential services. So this is the basic mafia technique that's being used. So we'll talk more about that when we come back on the other side. Then I'm going to get into CIA narcotics trafficking. Openly on the news, but they say it's a good thing. We need to have the CIA growing the opium in Afghanistan and shipping it into America. That's as American as mom and apple pie, they say. I disagree. It's coming up in the second hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.